USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, that is, protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of two dozen militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
A Texas community remains in mourning after a deadly church shooting on Saturday. A candlelight vigil was held last night outside the West Freeway Church of Christ in the Fort Worth area. Pastor Britt Farmer speaking to the crowd.
Pray for me and for all of our family here that lost these two great men. Pray for our church.
It was inside the church that a gunman opened fire, killing two people Sunday morning before he was shot to death by two church members who were on security detail and had concealed weapons. There's been no word yet on a possible motive by the gunman. A Georgia Tech football recruit is dead after being hit by a freight train. The Broward County Sheriff in Florida saying that Bryce Gowdy was killed early yesterday morning, struck by the train. Police are still investigating the events leading up to his death. He started football at Deerfield Beach High School in southern Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Longtime Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis getting lots of messages of support after disclosing that he's the latest high-profile person to be diagnosed with a serious cancer, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now. Former President Obama on Twitter saying, praying for you, my friend.
A Texas judge is ordering InfoWars founder Alex Jones to pay more than $100,000 in legal fees to father of one of the children killed at Sandy Hook. The Travis County District Court judge ruling the conspiracy theorist and his lawyer intentionally ignored an October order from the court to produce witnesses and other materials in a defamation case. Jones is being sued over his repeated claims that the Sandy Hook school massacre that claimed 27 lives was a hoax and that the parents were all actors. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.